Hey, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, April 14th, 2014. We'll begin our meeting today with the Pledge of Allegiance, an invocation led by Commissioner Weaver, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Senegal. If you'll rise, please.
Lord God, King of heaven and earth, direct our minds and bodies to help us so that we may say and do the things that please you. Forgive us when we fail you. We ask this through our Lord Jesus.
Please join me. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we will begin our agenda today a little bit out of order, and we'll begin under Commissioner's Court. Item A is to consider and possibly approve a proclamation for Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Is Ms. Daigle here? Ms. Daigle, please come up. Sure, if you'll get behind the podium, please, ma'am, and I will read this proclamation and then let you make some comments.
Thank you.
As whereas Sexual Assault Awareness Month is intended to draw attention to the fact that sexual violence is widespread and impacts every community member of Jefferson County, Texas, and whereas statistics indicate that rape, sexual assault, and sexual harassment impact our community so that 1 in 5 women and 1 in 8 men will be sexually assaulted at some point in their lives, whereas child sexual abuse prevention must be a priority because 1 in 6 boys and 1 in 4 girls will experience a sexual assault before the age of 18, and whereas young people experience heightened rates of sexual violence and youth of 12 to 17 years of age were 2.5 times as likely to be victims of rape or sexual assault, and whereas we must work together to educate our community about sexual violence prevention, supporting survivors, and speaking out against harmful attitudes and actions, and whereas with leadership, dedication, and encouragement, there is evidence that we can be successful in preventing sexual violence in Jefferson County through increased education, awareness, and community involvement, and whereas Jefferson County, Texas strongly supports the efforts of national, state, and local partners and of every citizen to actively engage in every effort to prevent sexual violence, now therefore be it resolved that the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County joins advocates and communities across the country in playing an active role to prevent sexual violence, and with the United States government and state of Texas do hereby proclaim April as Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and we encourage all to take appropriate action to support one another and create a safer environment for all. Signed this day by the Commissioner's Court. Ma'am.
Thank you. My name is Cheryl Williams. I'm the Executive Director for Rape and Suicide Crisis Center. I'd like to thank you and the Commissioners for all your support in the community, and including those community organizations that help to collaborate, because we know our boundaries. As one agency, we cannot provide services to every particular victim, but with the Commissioner's assistance and the community collaboration, we're able to help survivors of sexual assault, because we know that sexual assault is not like a wound that you can see. It's an emotional response to a terrible, traumatic incident. So without your assistance, that would not be possible for us to serve so many people. We'd like to say thank you very much and you're giving us your assistance, and thank you to all the agencies that collaborate with us to provide those services. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. All right, now we'll move back to purchasing. Item A. Okay. Are we under any time constraint on that item, Don? Mr. Rayo?
Yes, we are, Judge, but the contract came in this morning and they had not signed it. We tried to get a hold of them so they could scan it and get it back to us. It didn't arrive in time, so we don't have a choice.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Okay, item A is consider and possibly approve specifications for an invitation for bids for hangar number 7, apron phase 2 for the Jack Brooks Regional Airport. Item B is consider and possibly approve a CPIU price increase of 0.017 cents per inmate and officer meal to the contract with Five Star Correctional Services, Inc. for Jefferson County Correctional Food Services due to escalating fuel costs, bringing the total per inmate and officer meals to 87.2 cents per meal, effective beginning June 1st, 2014 through May 30th, 2015. Item C is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a contract renewal with Westlaw in Jefferson County for Texas Calair services with passwords for Ed Turner and Judge Lindsey Scott for 1 year in the total amount of $104. Item D will be tabled. Item E is consider and possibly approve disposition of salvage property as authorized by Local Government Code Section 263.153. For broken or obsolete items. Do I have a motion on those items under purchase? Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Airport, one item. Item A is consider and possibly approve concrete apron work in association with hangar number 7. Using available capital funds and capital buildings and structures and amount not to exceed $170,000. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Auditor, item A is consider and approve a budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 1 for additional costs for repairs to road machinery. Item B is consider and approve budget transfer for Road and Precinct 4 for additional cost for vehicles and travel. Item C is consider and approve budget transfer for indigent medical services to replace two computers and one printer in the amount of $3,860. Item D is to receive and file financial and operating statements for the 3 months ended December 31st, 2013. Item E is to receive and file special purpose financial statements for the Texas Department of Criminal Justice Community Justice Assistance Division funds for the period ending August 31st, 2013. And item F is regular county bills, check numbers 392385 through 392670. Do I have a motion on those items under auditing? So moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. One item under County Clerk was just to receive and file a letter from the Secretary of State of Texas designating Jefferson County as having conducted a successful countywide precinct polling place program and authorizing the county to continue to hold elections using countywide precinct polling places subject to the approval of Commissioner's Court. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Senegal and seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Is there any discussion? Did everything go smoothly, Ms. Guidry?
Yes.
Very good. Thank you very much.
We'll ever have to have another request.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. County Commissioners, Adam, we'll take the addendum separately. Item B is to receive and file executed interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and Nederland Independent School District for repairs of roadways and parking lots pursuant to Chapter 791 of the Texas Government Code. Item C is to consider and possibly approve a resolution adopting a policy for Jefferson County to sell service pistols issued to honorably retired peace officers pursuant to Chapter 614.002. 614.051 and 614.053 of the Texas Government Code. Item D is consider the resolution approving action of Jefferson County Industrial Development Corporation as to a 16th supplemental trust indenture and security agreement and other matters relating to the remarketing on April 15, 2014 of its Hurricane Ike disaster area revenue bonds for the Jefferson Refinery LLC project series 2010. including the amendment and partial assignment and assumption of the loan agreement relating to such bonds. Item E will not be covered as item F, the addendum, but we'll supplant that and we'll take that up in a minute. Do I have a motion on items B, C, D, B, C, and D? It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
On this C, and I wanted to make sure I was right, I visited with the auditor earlier today, but Sheriff, we don't purchase guns for our deputies, or do we?
We do purchase firearms for our SWAT. Yes, but I don't have
That item related to service pistol, which was purchased using forfeiture funds for peace officers in the district attorney's office. One of them recently retired. Asked that we adopt the state law provisions. The resolution was drafted to relate only to service pistols as opposed to any other type of firearm to make sure that we didn't have a retiring SWAT team member wanting to buy an AR-15 for the amount set out in the resolution.
Are we opening up Pandora's nest for that?
I think without being speaking, that's
okay. Okay.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under engineering, item A is consider and possibly approve a preliminary replat of commercial tracks 2, 3, and 4, Dogay's Diamond D subdivision phase 1 into tracks 2A, 2B, 3A, 3B, and 4 being 6.307 acres. Out of the James Garrish Junior League, A25, Jefferson County, Texas. This replat was approved by the City of Beaumont Planning Commission and is located in precinct number 1. Item B is to consider and possibly approve overweight vehicle permit to Goldston Oil Corporation to conduct drilling at Club Number 1 well on Wilbur Road and Old Big Hill Road. And that project's located in precinct number 3. Do I have a motion on those items? Been moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And lastly, under Commissioner's Court, by addendum, item number F, which is to consider and possibly approve and authorize the county judge to sign a letter of intent to offer economic development incentives authorized by Chapter 381.04 from Jefferson County to Pate Development and Innovative Leisure Partners for construction of a convention hotel and water park at Ford Park. I will make the motion on that before, because there needs to be some specificity in the parameters for the letter of intent, and I would propose a 35-year initial ground lease with the hotel with a 35-year renewal option at a ground rental rate of $25,000 per year on the first $250,000 of net hotel income, an additional $25,000 per year for every year that hotel net income exceeds $500,000. Number two, construction by the developer of a 200-guest-room convention-quality hotel that is major-branded. Number three, a hotel developer to include at least 3,000 square feet of additional hotel conference space and refresh at least 8,000 square feet of conference space within the Ford Park facilities that reflects the finishes of the hotel. Number four, the water park to pay an annual ground lease of $15,000 per year on a 35-year lease with a 35-year renewal option. Number five, payments by hotel and water park referenced in numbers 1 and 4 to be adjusted annually based on the rate of inflation, but not to exceed 5% in any one year. Number six, hotel and water park developers agree to repay the Southeast Texas Economic Development Corporation approximately $27,000 expended for feasibility studies and legal fees. Number seven, county to rebate hotel motel taxes to the developer for a period of 15 years and ad valorem tax payments for a period of 10 years and rebate to water park developer ad valorem tax payments for a period of 10 years and sales taxes on ticket sales for a period of 10 years. All of this being subject to approval by our respective legal counsels. And that is the tenor of my motion. Do I have a second? All right, we have some public comment forms here. First one is by Mr. Bill Bianchi. Mr. Bianchi, if you'd like to come forward to the podium, please, sir. Employed by the Elegante Hotel, representing the Hotel Association, and is against.
Thank you. I want to start by just saying that everybody wants to see Ford Park be a success. There's absolutely no intention of any other hotels or the organization, the Hotel Association, to try to stop the construction of a hotel out there. Having said that, we do object to all of the considerations that are being given out, and they're very much at the expense of existing hotels. The Ford Park's marketing, their sales staff are paid by hot tax funds. Those hot tax funds are being paid by all the other existing hotels and the ones that have been paying hot taxes. That marketing and those marketing funds are going to be used to market Ford Park and, of course, the water park and the hotel. So not only is the hotel going to have a tax advantage in the hot tax, which their customers won't even realize, they're also going to have advantages in, of course, ad valorem, and I understand property taxes. The and the existing hotels are going to be funding that. The hotel industry in this city, if anybody that follows at all or even drives up and down the freeways, is heavily overbuilt. The average occupancy in Jefferson County last year was somewhere in the low 50 percentiles. It's up a little bit this year, but it's certainly not exceeding 60%. 65 to 70% is considered profitable. And here we're adding to the inventory and with a property that is going to have some substantial advantages that the other hotels don't have access to. There are probably a half a dozen hotels right now that are in some process of repossession or bank actions. There's probably that many hotels that are up for sale because they're not making their financial numbers. And there's a number of other hotels, probably at least six or eight, that have lost their franchises, their national franchises. They cannot afford to pay their franchise fees. So they're gradually converting to other no-name hotels like the Elegante. But I encourage the commissioners to reconsider the extent of these breaks, these tax breaks, especially for a period of 15 years or 10 years, respectively. It is providing an unfair advantage to a property that will be competing with existing businesses that are already struggling within the county and pay, most of them paying their taxes. Okay? Thank you.
Good evening. I'd like to say that I had some concerns about this, and to be honest, I would like to say to Mr. Weaver that a couple of weeks ago we met someplace, and I said that I wanted to talk to you about it, and you welcomed me there. I'm sorry that I didn't get a chance to get to you. But of course, we could sit here and talk about the concerns that we have on bringing in more hotels when we already have a large number of supported hotels here in the city. But there were some other things that came to my mind about who was going to build this hotel, because I know we've missed some key points of getting building contractors to do the work here, and what kind of tax abatements and what kind of reductions incentive that we're going to give them, because, you know, we need to be a little bit more concerned about the unemployment rates here in the city. Are we going to use people from here in the community? We know the unemployment rate is high, and to give them that type of incentive, I just disagree with that. And so I really are concerned about the employment and whether or not we really need this hotel, especially when they sit empty on the weekend. And so I'm against it. And you talked about the incentives that you're going to deal with, but they really need to have in that contract where we're going to look at the people that's here in this community to do their work, and that if it's going to be built, it's going to be built by contractors in this city and not from someplace else, because we've done that on a number of occasions. And I think that, to be honest with you, we don't really need it at this time. So, you know, we can go into all the details, but you already have that, so we'll talk a little bit later about it, but I totally disagree with it. Thank you.
Hi, Commissioners and Judge. I'm Charlie Gibbs, and I live in Beaumont, lived here all my life, and work on bringing people into the city and into the county, and work with Ford Park, Jefferson County, Tourism Bureau, and so forth. It's hard to talk about everything. We know the struggles that the hotels have here, but, you know, competition is king. Competition helps build other things. Competition makes everything better. What you're giving up, the hot tax that you're giving up, is what people are paying when they come into town. The hotels are not actually, it's a pass-through from the hotels that they're collecting from the people that stay in their hotels, and then they pay that. It's not the hotels paying the tax themselves, it's a pass-through. Ford Park probably brings in about 10,000 hotel room nights into the hotels here during the year, during the ball field season, 31 events, tournaments, and so forth. But, you know, the construction, I don't know when the last time that we've had somebody come in and want to spend $45 million in our community that hadn't been oil-related or refinery-related. The 600 construction jobs, 500 to 600 construction jobs, is going to be putting people to work here. You're going to have 200 to 300 employees on a regular basis from the hotel and the water park. So, I mean, you know, that in itself is a hard thing to pass up when you're putting people to work in our area. But I think the thing is that it also gives us the ability to sell our area outside of Beaumont even more than what we can now. And I work with Bill and all the other hotels, and Bill and I are good friends. He helps out, and we do everything we can to get people here. And I think we have a Ford Park. One of the things that they always ask when you go out and try to sell a convention, yes, the first thing they ask is, do you have a hotel on property? Second is, do you have air service? And those are the two main things. We've addressed the air service. Now we need to address that we have a hotel on the property. I think that those two things, when you say yes to those two things, it opens people's eyes. And then you throw in the park, that we have a water park next to the hotel and next to the ball fields and everything else. It's a win-win situation. I think it's something it's such a positive that we haven't had in this area in such a long time. Y'all spend a lot of time, hard work on what you do, and I applaud everything that y'all do and all the time and energy you spend. But when you go outside of this area and you start talking to people about Jefferson County and Beaumont, we have a very, very bad image, and we need to change that. You know, and this is the type of thing that will change it around. You'll see that we're more than just refineries and things like that. I think it's one of the things in my lifetime that will be one of the most important things that happened here in Jefferson County. And I am for the hotel and water park. Thank you.
while being sensitive to the existing hotels, I'm certain that I would probably feel the same way that you do were I in your situation. However, I view this as a very unique opportunity that we have. Back at the time where our existing convention hotels were built in the early 80s, it was not very difficult to obtain 100% non-recourse financing for a construction project of this magnitude. Obviously, rooms were much cheaper to build during that time period also. But along came the late 80s and the savings and loan debacle and the restriction of credit opportunities, and obtaining 100% financing for hotel motels is not something that you can really get done these days. Almost all of the major convention hotels that have been built in the southern United States over the last several years have involved public-private partnerships and some form of incentivization by the local governments of those projects. The water park is something that was envisioned at the time that Ford Park was originally in the planning stages. While it was before my time, it's been a long time coming, and something that I think will enhance the quality of life in Jefferson County, will serve our citizens well, and will stop a lot of that traffic that's passing through Jefferson County on I-10 so that they can stop and stay in our hotels, eat at our restaurants, visit the water park, and leave some of that tax money behind. The actual economic studies that have been performed by David L. Parker and Associates show that in every instance in Texas where another hotel has been built in the last 5 years, a hotel of this caliber, the Overton Hotel in Lubbock, the Embassy Suites in San Marcos, another hotel in Louisville whose name escapes me right now, and in every one of those instances, hotel occupancy actually climbed in those markets. And we see no reason why that can't happen here. We currently have billions of dollars worth of work going on in our area. We are at a little bit of a lull right now because a lot of projects are in the permitting stages with EPA and TCEQ, but we expect that by the fall, billions more in work will begin in our area. That should provide numerous opportunities to the existing hotels. I cannot argue with the fact that as I went throughout this process, I got a few calls where people were concerned about the fact, not that we were giving incentives to the water park, everybody was okay with that, it was just that we were giving incentives to the hotel. And anytime that we give an incentive to anyone, it is true that we are giving a competitive advantage to that business, and I don't think there's any way that we can't argue against that belief system. However, there are some competitive advantages that are worth giving for the sake of development. In our case, we have a $70 million facility out there that the taxpayers are financing. It's important that we enhance the value of that facility. It's important that we bring more traffic through that facility. It's important that we bring more attention to that facility, and this is an opportunity that we have to do just that. And so I am solidly in favor of moving forward with the project, and am hopeful that others on the court will feel likewise.
Judge, I'm going to speak now. I had some concerns without a question. Some of those concerns still exist with the numbers. But I want to say this, in the first phase of it, we have some agreements already in place with YMBL. After this meeting, I want to have, if the vote is affirmed, I want to have the YMBL, the developer, and the engineer in my office so we can talk about some things to make sure that we do not bridge any contract we already have, one. Two, I want to propose to the court, and I want to find out, Ms. Kennedy, Mr. Swain, if it's possible. If we give and make it note, we are giving an incentive to this group to potentially come in and build. But I want to know if it's a possibility that we can give a rebate to those hotelers that have been here, a 0.5% off the 2%, for them to get on their feet. If we're going to do something, we got to try to find a way to make sure there's a win-win for everybody. That's what I want to propose and see if we can and if it's possible. If it is, then we'll move forward with the blessings of this court. At the same time, we bring before the court the 381 that will be developed. That's one option that I want to put on the table, because you have to look at all ways to make sure we facilitate the whole, everybody in our county. We do not want to hurt any business. Make sure you understand, as an individual on this court, I do not want to hurt any business, because it is about, that's what make our county what it is. Number three would be, and I think it's very important, it was brought to my attention, Judge stated, from the data that was showed to us that had been given to the city, we didn't receive that, but it showed that everywhere that a hotel came in, that was an increase when it came in under those auspices. At San Marcos, I called some of my colleagues to double check it. It was an increase to all the hotels around. So there could be a rainbow, at the end of the rainbow, a pot of gold for everybody. But we don't know. We are strictly on a idea, quote, quote, idea.
Well, Mr. Sams, I thank you for your comments. If in the event the court passes this, I will also work, and you reminded me, to include provisions in the letter that relate to the hiring of local subcontractors, vendors, suppliers, and laborers.
He committed to that this morning when we met with him, and I want to add one thing to that, Judge. Make sure you include minorities. That's always a part. I said everyone in the county. That's how you make a county, a city, and everybody go up together, where you make everybody an opportunity. So if you would include that, I really would appreciate it.
Yes,
those
sir.
Are things I think are very important. That 0.5, I would say, from after I noticed the numbers that was presented, from 3 to 7 years for those hotels that have been here in existence, that's what I want to see if we can do, if it's possible. I will close with that.
Other discussion?
Just for the purpose of the public knowledge, I guess, for those watching on the cable TV and those present here, we did go through a procurement process on this. We did go through a very strategic bidding process. We sent it out. In fact, we held the bid closing out for an extra 30 or 60 days before it actually closed. And this was the only bid we received back. I know a lot of hotelers here that are upset or concerned about this. The that are owned by group consortiums or large groups. We didn't have any of y'all's partnerships or groups bid or offer a bid to build out there. Maybe it wasn't in your financial business plan to be able to do that, and I'm not, you know, faulting you for not being able to go there, but I just want the general public to know that we did go through a public bid process. It was sent out, it was made public, and the opportunity was there for any hoteler or consortium or group or corporation to come forth with a potential bid for this project. So I just wanted the public to know that. That's all my, and I am supportive of the issue.
Also, Judge, being the furthest precinct from Ford Park, with possibly the most hotels, Port Arthur and Mid County area, and seeing your proposal a few minutes ago and hearing what Commissioner Alford said, it's kind of, I think we need to find some way. I totally support what Commissioner Alford just said about rebating the existing hotels, if possible, if legal, if this thing is approved by us. I think we have to find some way to at least soften the blow to the existing hotels, where I think a hotel at Ford Park is going to enhance that property, where I think it's going to, the water park has been a no-brainer for me. I think when we first met with these developers almost a year ago, maybe, I don't know how long, one of the questions I asked, it changed over a period of time, but one of the questions I asked, is it a deal breaker between not having a hotel? You can check the minutes. I asked that. I don't know if I was that smart or what, but I asked the hotel not coming with that killer water park, and I was told at that time it wouldn't. But over a period of time, period of conversation, period of a discussion, it became attached at the hip. So I do favor a hotel at, I favor a water park, but I also favor the initiative that Commissioner Alford said that we can try and make the existing hotels whole, if legal, by rebating some of the CVB taxes, high taxes, I mean, high taxes. So I am in favor of this. Thank you.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. That completes our agenda. Is there anything that any member of the county or elected official wishes to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action?
Judge, real quick though, Commissioner Alford, on that proposal you had, how would we proceed with that for us? Approving that or?
That's why I brought it up, so we can bring it to the DA's office and to the auditor, and then they come back with us at the same time we would do something for this project.
On the timeline?
All right, if there's nothing further, then we are adjourned. Thank you very much.